Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fingers on Buzzers Live. And here are Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan. Give a big clap and cheer.
We made it. We made it through to the other side.
How lovely is this? Thank you so much for coming to the first live thing we've done in about 57 years. We've just missed you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Isn't it lovely, Jen?
I'm overwhelmed, actually. I'm going to have a little week.
I know. And obviously, at the beautiful King's Place, is theatre? Feels too modern.
Yeah.
Feels a sort of like leisure centre, poetry slam down venue. There's probably a badminton court. We don't know. But this is absolutely lovely. It's always weird for me, Jen, coming back to King's Cross now because I am old. And when I were a lass, King's Cross was a very different place.
Oh yeah.
To how it is now. And so this is it's gorgeous. I was thinking as I walked up here, if the bear from Peru had arrived in King's Cross, that would have been a very different story, wouldn't it? That would have been kind of, dear Aunt Lucy, I've met a lovely man called Swoggy, and he's taken me to his squat.
He would have lost his pelt within moments,
wouldn't he? He just crack-addled. Anyway, so yes, lovely venue, lovely podcast festival, amazing shows have been happening here all weekend, and we are, I think I'm right in saying, the last show of the festival.
Do you know what that is? You know what that in the business?
Yeah.
Headliners.
That's headlining. That is headlining. Well, and Jenny, you headlined Pride in Manchester last weekend.
Again, by default, because I was the last act on on the Monday night, because Heather Small cancelled at the last moment.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't know. I don't know who of you knows the Eagle in Manchester in the Village, but it has a very strict door policy. And she didn't like the idea that you basically had to go with your leather goods on and not be a lady. She didn't like it. So I got to headline the whole thing.
This is, I have found I can headline things just by refusing to go home. Just if you stay long enough, you're a headliner by default, it turns out. And Jenny also now, look, I don't want to find fault in my co-host immediately, but I don't know if you saw Jenny at the National Television Awards this week. I mean, woo-hoo is exactly the right reaction. Extraordinary. I mean, I just am a little bit disappointed that that is not the outfit you are wearing.
Is this not dressed up enough?
You look gorgeous.
Thank
don't
you.
Get me wrong, but you're not.
I am not, as Twitter put it, cutting about like Jurassic Park.
It was a neoprene delight, was what it was.
It was, and I was glad that heat wave broke before the other night.
Extraordinary. Oof. Amazing. So we've all had exciting times. You were at the NTAs. I was hosting the British Building Controls Industry Awards that night. So
now we're talking.
Sadly,
though,
couldn't be there, but it's none of those things are as exciting as what we are about to do, which is the Fingers on Buzzers live show. And as a little preview of what we've got coming up, Jen, we've got the most amazing guest in the world, a friend of the show, the one and only Mr. Tom Price. Woo! Oh, yeah.
Loudest shout there was from Tom himself.
If he doesn't blow his own trumpet, who will? That's what I say. And we've got a number of quizzes for you. So you will be playing. We have prizes. Would you like to talk us through the prize table, Jen?
I would. There are many things that are not good if you have diabetes. And a mystery bag, but that will occur later. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mystery bag.
Mystery bag, mystery
bag. The bag is
bag.
Not part of the prize, sadly. No. But the contents, who knows what's in there?
Actually, you know what? The bag can be part of the prize. I have a lot of tote bags.
Don't we all by this point?
I think that
time.
One was from the Brighton Women's Centre. And it's lovely. It's got a variety of women on it.
That is beautiful. That's actually worth more than everything that's inside the bag, I believe.
It is. Well, that could be a clue to the game we're playing later. Ooh. So the first thing we're going to do, though, is a little callback to something that happened on our podcast. Give me a quick cheer if you've ever heard an episode of Fingers on Buzzers. That was just a shameless ego boost there. So we had the wonderful Gavin Riley, who is Ireland's premier broadcaster and a brilliant quizzer and also a Rubik's Cuber. And I decided, after Gavin's inspirational talk about Rubik's Cubing, give me a quick shout if you can solve a Rubik's Cube here. Oh, hello. Oh, Jack, you're going to regret saying that.
Front row, baby.
Hello. Right. So I decided that I would learn how to do a Rubik's Cube based on Gavin's instructions. And I have now, I have learned thanks to my daughter, Emily. Her record time is 37 seconds, right? Which is pretty good, right? My son can also solve a Rubik's Cube. They have taught me how to do this. And Gavin, on the little clip that he sent us, if you didn't see it, it was him on an Irish TV show solving a Rubik's Cube while answering questions about Manchester United, his favourite team. So I thought I will recreate that because I was in my charity shop, my local charity shop the other day, and there was a game on sale, which Jenny will model for you here.
I don't really want to touch it. As it's you lot, I will do, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
It's United Challenge, the official Manchester United trivia game for the whole family.
Except if it's Jenny's family, who would be furious.
Absolutely fuming. There's some great, great photos on the front there.
Do we happen to have any Manchester United fans in the audience?
No, they're not going to admit it after that. Any football enthusiasts?
Okay.
Got a couple.
No. I mean, you don't have to take it if... What I thought I might do, because I sort of can solve a Rubik's Cube, but it does take up to 5 hours for me to do it. So what we thought we'd do is we'd sort of recreate Gavin's achievement, but I will solve the Rubik's Cube while someone in the audience answers questions about Manchester United.
Please.
And if I beat you, I keep the prize. Mm-hmm. if you beat me, you get the prize. It doesn't have. It could be the Manchester United game if you wish, or it could be another prize if you don't want that. So would somebody here please shuffle? It's been sanitised. Would you shuffle the Rubik's Cube for me, please, my darling?
The Rubik's Cube is being shuffled, ladies and gentlemen, at home who can't see this occurring.
Just got to get in the zone.
This is... Well, it's exactly the right person to be doing it.
That's good. Look, see me watching eagle-eyed going, oh, yeah, I see that. That's a U-perm.
And we need an answerer.
So now, yes, who is going to be... So we've had a scrambler from this side. Yeah, go on, throw it. Why not? Would anyone feel they fancy their chances of answering questions about Manchester United? Go on, look, you've done that face of like, I don't want to.
There you go.
Would you mind coming and standing at our guest mic? Would that be all right? Here we go. Huge round of applause.
You know what, I'm going to be nice because there's a category here which is general, so it's not specifically to do with Manchester United, it's more just general football. I'll ask some of those to help you out.
Very nice.
Because I don't really want to say Manchester United anymore.
I refused to go to a team quiz because it was at Old Trafford. So my principals said that I wasn't allowed to go. Actually lost the quiz without me because I wasn't there. But I like to think that I helped them not win.
Very good. Very good. So you are a principled. What is your name, my darling?
Samantha.
So Samantha will be answering questions on football generally, Manchester United more specifically, possibly sometimes. And I shall be solving the Rubik's Cube. I mean, I'm saying this.
You need one of those Brittany headphones.
Do you know what? Nobody needs to hear from me because it will be...
This is just the best audio format, isn't it?
It's quite hypnotising. I'll probably just stand here going like...
Lucy, are you ready?
I'm ready, Jenny.
Samantha, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Who captained Liverpool and Everton in the 1989 FA Cup final? Two answers. Can pass if you want.
Was it Dalglish?
No, Ronnie Whelan and Kevin Ratcliffe.
Whelan, of course, sorry.
Which club paid £5.5 million for FC Cologne's Thomas Hassler in 1990?
I have not got a clue.
It's Juventus.
Thank you.
Name one of the two players to be sent off in the 1974
Keegan.
Charity Shield between Leeds and... Yes, who's the other one? Billy Bremner was the other one. Very good. In 1975, which German player was the first to be transferred for more than £500,000?
Nope.
Paul Breitner. Okay. Which Leeds player was the first to be voted PFA Player of the Year in 1973?
Bremner?
It was Norman Hunter. Oh, a lot of Leeds
I've done the
here.
First layer.
Oh.
Sorry, I wasn't concentrating then. Sorry, carry on.
Which second division club did Malcolm Allison manage between 1982 and 1984?
Newcastle?
Ooh, Middlesbrough. Oh. Which Colombian player's haircut is as famous as his footballing skills?
Aguita?
Carlos Valderrama.
Oh, Valderrama, so I was getting mixed up.
What was particularly unusual about the 1974 Scottish Player of the Year award?
He wasn't Scottish.
No, extra to that, the entire Scotland World Cup squad together.
The second layer.
Second layer is done. Which footballing organisation did Hal Havelange become president of?
FIFA.
Correct. 1974, there we go. Who scored Northern Ireland's memorable goal in their victory over Spain in 1982?
Whiteside?
Jerry Armstrong.
Oh, right. I'm not doing very well.
Which GM Vauxhall Conference...
Neither am I, my love. Neither am I. I've mucked up. The second layer is now not done. Oh. It was done. It's now not.
I feel bad now.
Absolutely great question here. Which GM Vauxhall Conference side for the 15th club to be managed by Tommy Docherty? I heard something from the audience.
I don't know.
I'll give you the point. It was Altrincham.
Oh!
What is the link between Vinnie Jones and Alfred Hitchcock?
Both born in London?
Psycho. I'll give you that, though.
Oh,
that's
Psycho.
That's accurate.
Yeah, of course.
How many players were sent off for Argentina during the 1990 World Cup finals?
Three?
Correct!
Oh!
Who captained Scotland in their ill-fated 1978 World Cup in Argentina?
Was that Gemmell?
It was Bruce Rioch.
Oh.
Bruce.
It's worse now than when I started.
I was going to say, how long does this actually
she
go
like,
on
I've done
for?
The first layer. No. Nope.
Do we carry on until Lucy's done it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, we can call it a draw.
I think we can. Well, how long do you want to give it? Because obviously, I don't know how long you want to carry
She's
on
She's getting
doing
tired
it.
Now. She's standing up.
No. I'm not. I'm just anxious that I don't want her to kind of lose her mind or anything. So
yeah, no, yeah. This is going very badly.
One more minute.
Yeah, we'll do one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What came first, the Freight Rover Trophy or the Sherpa Van Trophy?
Sherpa Van Trophy.
It was the Freight.
Oh.
Brian Robson made his Manchester United debut in a League Cup tie against which London club?
Spurs.
Correct.
Oh.
True or false, Paul Parker is older than Dennis Irwin.
True.
Correct. Which female member of the royal family presented Brian Robson with the FA Cup in 1983?
Was it Princess Di?
It was Princess Michael of Kent.
I've done it!
Oh. Yeah. Congratulations.
I think we can all agree that the winner there was Rubik himself.
Thank you very much.
Do you know what? That was a brilliant display of footballing knowledge.
And I've made a huge mess with the cards as well.
And now, listen, you absolutely get a prize for that because
yes.
We're all about 10 years older than we were when we started that.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I have never been so stressed in my life. And Amanda will look at the stats later on and we'll put it on the podcast how long it took me to solve that Rubik's Cube.
Much longer than I expected. You hype yourself up, Lucy.
Anyway, it's been a lovely show, guys. And we really appreciate it. So would you like, my darling, to choose a prize? You can have a London Podcast Festival mug, which is very coveted.
Ooh.
You bought one, that's fine.
There's some fancy Jaffa cakes. Mm. Passion fruit flavour.
Mm.
Can you imagine? Oh, she doesn't have to imagine anymore. She's got them. Give Samantha a round of applause. Okay.
So that little sort of short beginning has taken a lot longer than we thought. So I think let's get on with the meat of the show, Jen. And who are we introducing now?
Meat of the show. That's no way to describe him. How rude. Or a compliment. I don't know.
It's a compliment.
Anyway, yes. We have a friend of the show. If you're a regular listener, you will have heard him before. Put your hands together. Put your whatever flippers you've got together. For Mr. Tom Price.
Tom Price! Woof, woof,
woof, woof. Here he comes.
Oh,
here he is. Sit yourself down, Tom.
Let's take the weight off.
This is delightful. Also, look at your prize smorgasbord. Essentially, the reason this podcast is on last at the festival is because you've raided the green room.
We don't want to put anyone else to shame either.
Right, okay.
But also, yeah, the from the green room.
Those Manchester United questions were billy bullshit, weren't they? They were. There was nothing after 1990.
Well, if you look at the cover of the game, it's a clue. The photographs of the players on there. You can tell by the
kit.
It is from about 1992.
When Ryan Giggs was less of a bastard.
Only slightly, though.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
There's George Best on there. He was still alive. I mean, it was.
Anyway, you could take that home with you if you win quiz today.
Nothing upsets me more than when that happens on a board game.
When the sign
Tom
of the
is
box.
Pointing out the broken box.
Yes. It's a podcast, isn't it? Sorry, yeah. I forgot about that.
Audio media. Let's
Hello,
remember
everyone.
That.
And you've been here at the London Podcast Festival with your brilliant podcast, My Mate Bought a Toaster, which I love.
Well, thank you. You've both been guests on it. In fact, Jenny, your episode hasn't come out yet.
No,
your
and I'm quite very soon. Anxious about that.
Well, it's taken me quite a while to edit it. so it's just really slagged off a lot of people. so I do a podcast called My Mate Bought a Toaster where I go through Amazon accounts. Obviously, I've done yours, Lucy. And you're the only guest who we left your Amazon behind and we went into your eBay account. Do you remember?
Because I'm so principled that I don't really buy from Amazon, actually, guys.
Yeah, because eBay's the good guy. Yeah.
I buy my ivory direct from the poacher.
It's locally sourced ivory, okay?
My powdered rhino horn is pure and clean, thank you. But you are a great host on that podcast. And Jenny and I were talking about how much we would love to see you host a quiz show.
Right.
Has that ever been a possibility?
What, that I would host a quiz show in IRL, in actual
IRL,
real life?
Television or...
So I did. I hosted a quiz show of sorts on a very well-known quiz platform called MTV.
Ooh.
In about 2000 and... when was I successful? 2005. and it was called Senseless. I hope none of you remember this. Or this one guy at the front's like, oh. And it was a show where people went, it was basically dating in the dark. So you put the lights out and people went dating and it was essentially that. Yeah. But it was, you know, it was a more innocent time.
So senseless, as in all the senses. Mm. So they were blindfolded, deafened.
Yes.
Their tongues were
not permanently. I would say there was no lasting damage. Just sending them back. No, yeah. So you'd have some rounds where they couldn't see, obviously. And then some rounds involving feel and touch and taste as well was a big one. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was about as close to Love Island as it was possible to get in 2005.
Before we knew how far standards would slip in television, basically.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it was we had still a long way to go. But we did have one incident where someone who was quite well known on a reality show at the time came on our show, and she was so drunk. It was really bad. She got really, really drunk. We started trying to record with her, and she was just...
Maybe she thought that was part of it, that she had to dull her own senses.
Yeah.
Maybe she thought it was legless rather than senseless.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I would watch that.
Yeah, people do that in my company quite a lot. They know they're going to be spending a long time with me in a studio. They do get inebriated. But it was really bad. We had to sack up a whole afternoon of filming for this poor girl to be going back to her hotel room and trying to sober up.
Blimey.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because the whole sort of dating in the dark, I guess quite a novel concept at that point.
Yes, yeah. But
now we've got Naked Attraction.
That's
where
right.
You see everything before you commit.
That's right. I've been very influential in that field.
Yeah.
But I've done other quiz shows as well. I did a quiz show, again, for a pretty well-known quiz platform called the Renault Channel.
Oh.
Who coincidentally have a tie-in with the car company Renault.
What's
it was called
about?
It was called The Key with Tom Price, is my name, say more. They had to go around, a lot of contestants had to drive around London, and they all had a bunch of keys, and they had to see if the keys they had would fit in certain cars. They'd answer questions to get close to cars, which were weirdly always Peugeot, no, Renaults. And then they'd try and open them, and eventually they'd win a Citroën, Renault. So that was another quiz I did. That was fun.
That is quite, I mean, around where I live, you'd get a kicking if you were just trying cars
exactly.
You know, keys in different cars. It was bold.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said they won the car.
And at the end they did win a car.
It's very exciting.
We fixed it, so they won a car. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But it's years ago, it's fine. It's, like I said, it's when I was sensible.
Boundless integrity on the Renault channel, as
yeah,
we know.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's since folded, it's fine. Mm. I'm not sure it still exists.
Well, we've talked in the past about how fixed television used to be, and that we have people with us today who work in television now and have to be pure as the driven snow. But, I mean, I used to work on quiz shows where we used to say, phone up, my friend, this is the answer, you will win the prize.
Yes.
Can you imagine that now? You'd be in jail.
It would be quite bad. We've got a big quiz on. I'm on a radio station at the moment. We've got a big big prize of £70,000 at the moment. And that's Nick, because the radio station, you know, it doesn't pay that much. So actually, 70 grand, I'm like, I might sack off my job and my freedom for 70 grand. Yeah. Because I'll get 70 grand and I wouldn't have to spend any time with my kids. So it could work.
Our next caller is Tom from London.
Next one is me. Hello, me. Hi. What's the answer? Is it Phil Collins? Yeah, £170,000. Slam.
We are going to talk about Magic FM.
No, no, it's more of the songs you love.
Magic.
Someone actually snorted with laughter. It's the first time someone's snorted with laughter at anything I've done for years.
Every week, when we introduce our podcast, I say, welcome to, and then Jenny Gamely sings a sort of Fingers on Buzzers theme tune.
Jingle
of the week.
Yeah.
But maybe we could get your input with a sort of magic, kind of smooth, easy.
Don't say magic and smooth in the same.
No, because they're very different.
Give
they're
it a bit of heart as well. Just make it really capital. Yeah, cool.
And I'll give you a kiss if you get it right.
Yeah. That's fine.
A sort of magic, vintage, golden, not gold, because that's a different
one. Oh, God, stop it. Yeah, just a kind of UK TV. No, hang on, wait, that's fine.
If you had to do a jingle for Fingers on Buzzers, just do us a quick...
Yeah, I can't really sing. That's the only problem. It would be in, well, they have on Magic, they have varying levels of sort of sting. So they have so much like upbeat during the day, which kind of like magic like that, and then they have the ones after 7 p.m. where it just goes magic. Where it feels, you can really feel the dose starting to hit at that point.
The ketamine hours.
So that's
magic,
right.
Yeah.
So do you guys? Do you want to do fingers on buzzers the ketamine hours, or do you want to do daytime?
Well, the
of
time now is, as we record, 10 o'clock. And ketamine. I mean, I've let's already do, taken a ketamine. Lot of ketamine.
So, okay, yeah. So it would go something like... this is going to go really badly wrong. It would go something like, fingers on buzzers.
Oh,
yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh, I mean, amazing. It was like having Bublé in the room.
I interviewed him.
Did you?
Yeah. And... he started singing the Stings to Magic, much like we all just did in here. And I started singing along with him. And he stopped very quickly when I started singing them. It was really bad. Halfway through, he went, no, we're not doing that. Okay, we'll move on.
Couldn't take the competition.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I sort of harmonised by accident.
By accident. Oh, we've all been there at karaoke. Yeah,
yeah. More of the songs!
Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah.
You know Partridge, I've got it too high. Michael, can we go again? He's leaving. He's going.
Well, we are very excited about the idea of all the quiz shows you have hosted, obviously, okay. Senseless and The Key with the, in conjunction with Renault. and one of the things that we do in this podcast when we have a lovely live guest is we encourage you to host different games that we've come up with.
Oh, this is fantastic.
So we have
so
got...
happy. So
I mean,
good.
If you could have hosted any game show at any point in history, game or quiz.
Yeah, Telly Addicts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's the best TV show of all time.
That's the obvious answer.
Yeah, yeah, Telly Addicts. Yeah, it's not funny, but it's true. or I would do a sort of version of Kilroy, but with a quiz tied in. Do you know what I mean? Like a Jeremy Kyle show, but with a quiz element to it.
That is genius. Mm. That is absolutely genius. It's sort of... you know, which of these children is yours?
Yeah, exactly. Is it A, B, or C? You can ask
you
three questions.
Do you need me to get up and throw one of these chairs at you now? Yeah. It does feel a bit like we're on the...
What drugs it is does. Your other half on? And you can try and work it out. Yeah.
Does it begin with E, K, H?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be like Blockbusters, but with drugs. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, and the worst the guest gets, what is your name?
Well, now there's a format, guys. We're all about pitching formats on this show.
Oh, good.
And
right.
We've devised one that we thought we would like your help with.
Okay.
And when I say devised, really what I mean is stolen.
Robbed it.
Excellent.
But in
all formats are stolen. All formats are stolen.
Well, yeah.
If you're listening, Richard Osman.
Tom Price's Game of Houses.
In association with Right Move.
There you go. I just think there should be more tall, posh men hosting quizzes on the day.
But Alexander Armstrong needs the work. That's, you know, that's always
I'm just
key.
So glad he's doing okay.
I know. So
it's
we...
It's very hard to sustain privilege. Sorry, go on.
We have come up with a format that we have slightly borrowed, and you will, as it goes on, you will appreciate where we borrowed it from. It's called The Quiz Is Right.
Oh.
oh, no, it's not. This is not, actually. Sorry. That's the next one.
Wow. God, TV's fickle, man. Dropped.
We've arrived in studio, and the commissioners have decided they're going to change the title. And what's it called now, Lucy?
We thought, actually, I mean, we had some great thoughts, and we've had a lot of input from focus groups.
Sure.
And we've decided to change it to Play Your Quiz Right.
Yay! Are you sure that's the right title this time?
Yes, I'm 90% sure that it's the right title. So, Play Your Quiz Right is basically a format you may remember from the 80s, from the older days of television, where you have to, as an audience, help a contestant to decide whether something is higher or lower than another thing. Okay. But there is a twist on this because these are quiz questions, the answers to which are numbers.
Good.
And so as each question comes out, Tom,
yes.
You are going to ask the question.
Yes.
Someone is going to guess a number.
Love it.
And then there's going to be another question, and they have to guess whether, or say, they have to determine whether the answer to that question is higher or lower than the answer to the previous question.
Love it.
So oh, there we
great.
Go.
That's great. Okay, great.
It's simple.
And do you want me to do it sort of full on, sort of cheesy game show host?
I think if you could do a Brucey, that would be great.
I can't do a Brucey. I'm not Ronnie Ancona, am I? I can do Tom Price. Yes. And I can do Tom Price.
Tom Price game show.
Tom
version.
Price game show. Okay, fine. Yeah,
Tom good, Price game good. Show version. So what we're going to do is now I've got to just work
who's,
out quickly.
Who's going to be Dolly Dealer? Do you want me to Dolly Dealer?
Well, should Tom be the Dolly Dealer? Because I feel that this is 2021.
Am I going to have to stand up for this?
Yeah, should we all stand up? Let's all stand up.
Okay, fine. I like it when Lucy and I stand together.
Can
I just
well
say,
rehearsed.
Can I just say that Lucy Porter is the only person in the history of time, and I'm afraid this is the story I always tell about you when people say, oh, do you know Lucy Porter? She's brilliant. I'm like, yeah. Lucy's the only person who once at Edinburgh in 2002 tapped me on the shoulder, and I genuinely went... Do you remember? Brooks. Actually happened.
And he's been doing it ever since, just ignoring me. Anyway, right, so our first question. So shall we do...
Yes. What's the quiz called?
It's called Play Your Quiz Right.
Okay, fine. All right, ready?
Okay, so Tom, introduce.
Okay, hello and welcome to Play Your Quiz Right. You join us here coming live from the Renault Network, being broadcast around the world. It's time for our first cards. Fuck, I'm tired. So how does this work? Are people going to shout out higher or lower? Or are we going to divide the room?
I think let's have a contestant who will win a prize. Maybe the lovely person who shuffled my Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
And that's not a euphemism. Do you want, I know exactly. And now reintroduce yourself. Another friend of the show.
I don't think you're going to get the same level of abuse you did last time.
No.
I don't think that's possible.
No, Nick Helm. So David was here for Nick Helm's show.
Oh, my
Tom.
God. Oh, wow. What did Nick
back.
Do to you? What happened?
I managed to, through the help of, or the lack of help of some clues, vaguely insult Nick Helm by telling him that I thought he was born in the 60s.
Wow.
And yeah, wow. There was a quite...
I may have
verbose
you
response
before.
To that,
yes,
as you might imagine.
Nick Helm knows all the words.
He knows
as well.
All the words.
He knows all of the bad words.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Take it away, Tom.
Okay, so our shuffler today is... What's your name, please? What's your name?
David.
David, where are you from, David?
North East London.
David from North East London! So, David from North East London, let's see our first card, please. Jenny. Okay, so we've got Red Bulls in snooker. David.
So, the number of Red Bulls that Red Bulls start on a snooker table.
Okay, he's going into your inner mind palace, which is also a snooker hall.
I believe it's 15.
15. Okay, so next up is Lions at the base of Nelson's Column, David. Lions at the base of Nelson's Column. Is that higher or lower? Higher or lower? Higher or lower? Lower. They all say lower.
I'm going to agree with the audience and go lower.
He's going to say lower, and he's...
I'll hold you.
It's four. He's right.
Yay!
Good job, everyone.
Four Lions at the base of Nelson's Column. Okay, David, so the number four, that's what we're playing with now. And next up, it is value of K in Scrabble. That's the letter, not the drug.
I was going to say, there's a lot of ketamine wow. chat tonight.
Higher.
Higher. Five? Higher. Five or six?
Higher.
Five. Higher, please.
Oh, he's going for higher.
Okay, he's gone for higher.
He's gone for higher. It is. Is it higher than four? It's five. It's five. Okay, five for the value of K in Scrabble. Here we go with the next one, David. It is dashes in Morse code to spell Tom, which is also my name.
So the total number of dashes that you would need in Morse code to spell the word Tom. The audience seems to have got a bit quiet.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
Is it three dots or dashes for this?
Dashes.
Dashes. We want dashes for this. Higher, the higher.
So five is what you're playing.
We've
with,
got a higher consensus that's developing here, David.
Let's go higher.
He's going for higher. Is it higher than five? It is six. It's six.
It is six. I'll get the stats.
Okay, so he's playing with six now.
Yes, so if you get to five, you get a prize. So this, it's all riding on this, David.
Okay.
So 6 was dashes in Morse code. Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Turtles. How many Teenage Mutant Turtles? That's easy, isn't
it? Are they heroes or ninjas?
Ooh.
They're both.
Great
but either
question.
Or the turtles.
I believe there are 4, so lower.
He's going for lower. He's got. We know that, don't we? We know that. It is 4.
Yay! Yes. Now this is a good right, Jenny.
Oh,
oh! We're developing the
you
format as
on.
We go.
You can play on. Risk it all. I'll get 2 prizes if you get the next one correct.
Ooh. 2 prizes.
Oh, I'll risk it. I'll gamble.
He's going for it. He's going
okay.
for 2.
Okay.
All or
currently
nothing.
On 4.
We are currently on 4.
Right, okay. The number is 4.
Okay,
and the next question is pawns on each side in chess. So does that mean how many pawns are there on one on either black pawns
black
or
pawns
white
or
pawns?
White.
Okay,
at the beginning of the game.
Beginning higher, game. Please.
Higher. He's gone straight in there for higher, and it
eight,
is.
8 pawns or
higher.
Yes!
It is, of course, 8.
Wow.
Wow, David.
This is for 3 prizes now, if you play on.
I would rather have had a fee than you spend all this money on the prizes.
If I choose not to play on, will someone else get a chance to play?
No, it's not like that. No, it's not a nice thing. It's just keep on playing. So they're all playing anyway. They're all helping you. They're gonna share in your spoils when you win. The Smarties, maybe.
This is King's Cross. You'll get mugged on the way out anyway, so it's fine. Yeah.
No, I want the mug.
That's true.
Oh, you want the mug? Okay, yes, nice.
You'll get mugged by Paddington Bear on the way out.
If you get this right, it's the mug. Ooh. Sweets inside it.
Wow, that's 8.
3 prizes.
All right, let's go for it.
4 prizes because you get diabetes as well. 8 is the number we're working with here, and the next one is landlocked nations in South America. Shit just got real.
Well, it's
oh, lower. Look
lower.
At this.
Lower.
Lower.
There's about 15 nations in South America anyway, so they can't all be landlocked.
Oh, wow. It's amazing seeing an audience of quizzes all go like that.
So this is for the grand prize of a mug with some sweets in it.
Okay, over to you, Jenny. Let's find out.
I have the grand prize of an owl and a belt.
Wow.
Do you know what? You did so well at the last Fingers on Buzzers live show,
so
David.
Well.
This is just a bonus.
Okay, here we go. The answer is 2! He's done it!
Congratulations.
David, you're not going home empty-handed. You have a mug with some sweets in. Congratulations. How do you feel, David? Tell us how you feel.
Very happy.
Is there anyone you want to say hello to? No time for that. Bye-bye.
Woo! Give it up for David. What a good sport putting himself through that torture again.
Well, do you know, and there's a little bonus prize in the audience for put your hands up if you know what those 2 countries are.
Ooh.
Oh, you shouted out, but that's fine. Paraguay and...
Oh,
I think it is. I wrote it
Bolivia.
Down and then I've forgotten to look at my notes.
Ecuador.
I think it is. Let's
no,
have a look.
Bolivia.
Hang on, I'm checking the notes. Jenny
Bolivia.
Will know.
Bolivia's
Jenny
definitely
knows.
Landlocked because there's a song called Boat to Bolivia. You can't get a boat to Bolivia. Mm.
Martin Stevenson and the Dainties.
I love
we
your
can.
Brain. Yeah,
Martin Stevenson and the Dainties. There we go. You're showing your age there.
Yeah, I am. And I never mind doing that. Do you know what I'm showing my age? It's Bolivia and Paraguay.
Thought so.
Oh, so nobody gets a prize for that because
no, I get it.
I get a prize.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on from that wonderful quiz format, how do you feel about that?
Commissioned,
absolutely.
I think so. I think it's got legs. Yeah, felt good. Felt good.
I think it's time we quizzed you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Magic FM.
Magic FM.
Oh, it's magic. Okay, fine.
More of the songs you love. To be honest, my favourite song on Magic is not any of the 80s and 90s hits that you play.
Yeah.
It's not the jingle. My
Ace
favourite,
of Base?
No.
Is it the voiceover you're doing at the moment for
National
Rail?
I do enjoy that enormously. That's one of my faves.
Yeah.
Let's get back on track.
No, it's more, let's get back on track. It's really slow.
It's really slow. And also, I say the word rail. You know, anyway, nobody needs to. But
fine.
You do it so many times and then I go, rail.
Yeah.
Nothing brings us together like rail.
Like Rylan. Yeah, he brings us all together though, doesn't he?
He really does.
He really does.
Yes, so my favourite thing on Magic is Cloudy to Clear.
Oh my God.
It's an advert for, it's a company that instead of having to replace the whole of your double glazing, you can just replace the panes. And it fascinates
nifty.
Me.
Yeah.
It's on like the whole cloudy to clear. You just hear it all the time.
I hear it
you
more were. Than Toto Africa that way.
Oh, Toto's Africa.
Cloudy, too clear.
So you were so good on the breakfast show. He stood in, him and Kat Shube stood in for Ronan and Harriet, Scott, who normally do the breakfast show, who are great.
But no, Tom Price.
Do you know what? I would say, and I hope you'll take this in the spirit in which it's intended, Tom Price, you are my second favourite male broadcaster.
Oh, my God.
After Ken Bruce.
I will take that to the bank. Lucy Porter.
That's really going on the poster, isn't it?
You're amazing.
Seriously. Ken Bruce is a god who walks among us.
I know. He's on my list. You know your list with your partner of who you're allowed to...
Hall pass Ken Bruce.
Mine is Ken Bruce. Anyone who gets 39 on Potmaster. Anyone who gets a 3 in 10. Anyone who wins the Bluetooth speaker. I mean, just anyone, really. But,
Ken Bruce is... God, imagine having a go on Ken Bruce.
I do.
Imagine how quippy he'd be. He'd be so witty.
What are you doing there?
Oh, yeah. And then he says something funny to Sally from traffic just at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Him
so
and Richie. Good. Oh, anyway, right. Just so
yes, they've changed, haven't they?
Yeah.
Sorry,
so Jenny. We love it anyway. We
Harley
love
jail for both of you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, you should be pretty good at lyrics, right?
Yeah, I should be.
Because the thing on Magic, they say, if you know the next line, you're listening to the right station.
You do listen to it, don't you? You really do.
All the time, yes. Yeah. And so because we knew that, we thought what we'll do is get Jenny to set a lyrics quiz because that's my favourite thing in the whole world.
It's so, so good.
Yeah.
So
this is going to be pretty quick fire because I expect both of you to be absolutely nails and I need somebody to keep score because this is going to be deeply erotic and overwhelming. And I can't multitask.
There's somebody here with a phone in the front row and I'm just hoping. He's just literally.
I'm sorry, that guy's Googling Tom Price. That's what he's doing.
Googling Ken Bruce. Is like, who is this hottie?
Is Ken Bruce on Grindr?
Could I have a volunteer for scorekeeping?
He was getting a quote
keeping,
from cloudy
please?
To clear. That's what he was doing, actually. But anyone want to volunteer to time us? That would be very kind.
David
if anyone.
Smith,
you do it. Poor
David Smith. Hello, David Smith.
David Smith's here.
Hi,
friend
you
of the
right?
show.
Oh, I love David Smith.
Friend of the show. Even more of a friend of the show than you.
Oh, my Sorry. God. I'm really low on lists at the moment.
If you're just below Ken Bruce on everything. Now.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy to be there.
Sorry.
Happy to be there.
So
can I just say I got up at 5 o'clock this morning to do my show. So I'm my brain. So you're going to win, but I just want to. And also, no. I'm really competitive and I get nasty.
But you fine. Did just have some sugar, so I'm expecting a little burst of energy here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So round one.
Can I ask a question? What do we have to do? Do we have to sing it? Okay,
no,
sorry.
You don't
sorry,
have to sing
sorry.
It, but you can if you want.
Okay. Or can we, Amanda? Or will we not?
Sing it. Do the dance.
I'm going to give you some lyrics. The next line contains the title of the song, so this should be a fairly straightforward round.
Great. Fine.
So I'm going to give you the lyrics. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me who sang it or what year. You might get bonus points if you do, mm-hmm. but I just want the next line slash the title of the song.
Okay.
Okay, either of those. Lucy, you can go first.
Okay.
Well, I know, because I think about it all the time, I know that real love is hard to find.
Oh, it's hard to find a good heart.
It's a good heart by?
True love, the lasting kind. It's Fergal Sharkey,
Do you
a
know
good
the year?
Heart. And it was 90. Oh, now this is going back. 80. It's in the 80s. And I'm going to say. I'm going to say, it's like, this is, it's Nana, isn't it now? I'm Nana. Oh, now, I tell you what, I was probably, it was before I had my hemorrhoids. it was, I don't know, like 87.
2 years out, 1985. Oh. Tom.
Yeah.
She'll be lining up the cutlery. You know she's expecting me. Polishing the glasses. And pulling out the cork.
Can you all have this, please?
Come on, you can do
it. I told you this was going to be a deeply erotic experience.
Who's it's being overstimulated? Missed, if you think of the notion of the lyric, you'll get this. You know, it's someone who's not going to get home.
She'll be lining up the cutlery. Okay, you know she's expecting me. Polishing the glasses and pulling out the cork.
Pulling out the cork.
And.
But where is this person? I'm where is this
what,
person?
Are you giving me song? And then the title of the song.
Yeah. Mm.
Where are
I
they?
I can give you the year. Would that help?
Yeah, go on.
1978.
Oh, it's not really my era.
Oh, Ken Bruce wouldn't stand for that. You don't.
Before my time. Before, yeah, my
before
time.
Before my time or a bit recent for me, Ken.
I've
none
always
of
been
that.
More 79 onwards.
I mean, if I was in bed with Ken, I'd probably go, oh, it's a bit recent for me, Ken. Like, you know.
Hang on.
I just popped that in.
Down in the tube station at midnight.
Yes!
The Jam.
There we go. The Jam, correct.
I can't believe I got
one
it right.
All.
Yay!
One all.
I'm so happy. I have a brain.
That was brilliant. And do you know what?
It's
you,
a boy.
I feel like you're playing me. I feel like you're.
No, I genuinely wasn't. My brain's awful at the moment. Okay,
Lucy.
Fine,
yes. Footsteps on the dance floor. Remind me, baby, of you.
I am. Footsteps on the dance floor.
Easy.
Remind me, baby, of you. I should just get here.
She's gone straight past the title then.
Straight
past the title.
Don't feel like it did.
Literally the next word is the title.
Is the title boobity boobity boo?
It's Womack and Womack.
Yes, it is.
Good.
I thought this was going to be much more fast paced.
Teardrops.
Teardrops is correct. Yeah,
it's good. What up? What up?
Tom.
I listen to a lot of magic, Tom.
Yeah.
And I'll show you all the photographs that ever got took. And I'll play you old 45s that now mean nothing to me.
Oh,
so slightly dramatic.
I don't know this one.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Can I have a year, please?
1988.
Oh, that is in my era now.
I'm pretty sure this is on a magic playlist.
Is it magic-y?
I would hear this.
The Jam is like having
magic.
Punk on magic.
Read it again if you like.
Yes, please.
And I'll show you all the photographs that I ever got took. And I'll play you old 45s that now mean nothing to me.
Oh, do you know what? And the audience are looking.
Oh, everyone's. Does looking
it, am I alone in not knowing this?
No.
Oh, good. There's some good shrugging.
I think this is hard.
Is it Simply Red?
You are wrong, but nearly so right.
Sting, please, someone like that.
Is it a colour? Yeah. Is it Simply
colour
Red,
related.
As in Deacon Blue?
Yes.
Deacon Blue. A Ship Called Dignity.
No. The other one.
Yeah. If I have ever a position, can I not have a career that is summed up by Ness, the other one?
What I love is when we're listening to Magic in the Kitchen and me and my husband are there and they say, coming up, Chesney Hawkes. And we always go, oh, I wonder which song that'll be. Coming up, Jerry Rafferty. Well, I wonder what they'll play.
It's Real Gone Kid.
Real Gone Kid.
Dignity Chocolate Girl. That was another one that it could have been. I wouldn't have got that one.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Breathe Me In.
Oh,
breathe me out.
I'd love to.
I don't know if I could ever go without.
Oh,
who's whispering?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, someone's very excited by that.
I didn't hear that. It's what I would say to Ken Bruce.
Yes, I thought so.
And now I'm in a reverie. Do you know, I didn't hear what they whispered and I genuinely, do it again, breathe me in, breathe me out.
Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without.
Do you know what? Genuinely, I don't
no,
know
that's
that.
Hard.
I don't know that one.
It's more modern, you see. It's modern. It's modern.
Oh, I
when
hate
is it?
That.
2019.
Oh, come on.
Music stopped in 1998.
No. Yeah, okay. Go on then.
It is.
Well,
a point to the audience,
done.
Please. A point to the audience.
Who is this Harold Styles of which you speak? Oh, okay, fine, fine. Well done. Well done.
Okay, we'll do one more of these and move on to the next round because this is interesting. Tom.
Yes.
She'll take a tumble on you.
Ah.
Roll you like you were dice, yes, until you come out blue.
Ooh, it's me and Ken
it's
Bruce
more
again.
Ken Bruce chat.
She'll
take a tumble on you. Roll you like you were dice until you come out blue.
What was the year, please?
1981.
Mm. Oh, that's early. Mm.
So we usually play the 1981 song about quarter past the hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's normally Don't You Want Me Baby, isn't it? That's normally the 1981 song that you choose.
I don't know. I can't work it out.
Lucy, do you know?
It's familiar, but no. Yo, anyone in the audience?
Anyone in the audience? It is.
Oh, we play that all the time.
Oh, exactly. That's why I put it in for you. Okay.
She's got Betty Day.
Those are going to get harder because the next round is called What's the Next Line? I actually need the next line of lyrics here.
Oh God.
I'm going to try and stick to magic-esque.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Okay.
Okay, Lucy. Mm-hmm. I can't light no more of your darkness.
Oh, this is bleak, isn't it?
It really is. It's after Ken Bruce has left
you
in the morning.
I can't light. No, can you give me the year? Do we know the year?
1974. Ooh. But also, a re-release as a famous duet in 1991.
Oh, my goodness. I can't light no more of your darkness.
So if anyone can identify the song, you might get the line.
My candle's all burned out.
You're all around it. You're all around it.
I can't light no more of your darkness. I haven't paid the electric.
I can give you the title of the song.
Pardon?
I can give you the title of the song, but you only get 1 point instead of two.
Yeah, go on. Then that sounds good.
The title of the song is Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
I can't light no more of your darkness. It's like that, isn't it? Yeah. If I do the fist, I might get it.
It's the next
line. I can't do a thing that you want.
Good Lord.
Is the next line, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Michael.
You can have half a point for that. Anyone in the audience? Absolutely. Oh. Spot on.
Boom.
Spot Boom. On. We're running out of prizes very quickly here.
Incredible. She got a whole slab of chocolate for that.
Tom, here's one from 1985.
What's the next line?
1985, you should know this.
Yep.
You took a mystery and made me want it.
Oh, I know that one.
You took a... what's really upsetting about this is that everyone... No, of course we know this.
These are all the first lines of the songs as well. Come on.
It's the first line of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can sing it for you.
You took a mystery and made me...
People in the audience are dancing away to themselves.
Yes, you're in it.
Is that the next line?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You took a mystery and made me want it. Hit it near Lena Whitney Houston. Chain reaction.
Yes. Get a point for that. Point for
do
the next
a mime.
Line.
I'll do a mime.
Yeah, me want it. You
again. Audio. Mean. Oh no. Oh no. No. No.
Whoa.
I mean, that is a very accurate mime.
You took a mystery and made me want it. You became a normal height. Yes. Yes. That's what it is.
That's worth a point. Audience, what is the next line?
Put me on, my God! I'm not good at this quiz.
This has become a disaster.
This is poor.
Okay, and the last round is called Unexpected Lyric in the Pop Song Area. There's a missing unusual word from each of these lyrics.
I love this.
I'll give you... it's a blank. You got to fill in the blank.
Okay. Blankety blank.
Blankety blank.
This is a song from 1995. It's a Michael Jackson song. Mm. What about blank? Have we lost their trust?
What about...
The authorities?
Fill in the blank. What about blank? Have we lost their trust?
About,
Wales. Yeah, it'll be animal, won't
it's
it?
An animal.
Because he goes off into...
Yeah, it is from Earth Song. Anyone in the audience?
Love. Trees. Children.
Elephants.
We haven't lost their trust, Michael. They're all in the fucking room, though, mate.
1996, a bit of Underworld.
Oh, yeah.
So many things to see and do in the tube hole. True Blonde, going back to blank.
What year was it?
No.
1996, it's Underworld.
Oh,
so many things to see and do in the tube hole. True Blonde, going back to blank.
I mean, in 1996, I was listening to Manson and Gene. I was not listening to Underworld.
Is this Born Slippy? That's
it's from Born Slippy.
Okay.
Yeah, you've heard this song.
Going back to, well, True Blonde, you'd think going back to brunette, going back to redhead, going back to nature.
She's on the tube, mate.
Oh, going back to, Pimlico.
Let's just say places. Is it Kensal?
How long have we got? Okay, Parsons Green. I'll do the Piccadilly first.
It's about Tottenham Court Road station, so I'm guessing she's getting the central line back to Liverpool Street, and then she's going to get a train home to...
Oh!
Romford.
Nice!
Here goes.
Another point to the audience.
Here she goes.
Here's a modern song, so the one young person in the room might get this one. This is a Justin Bieber song from 2012.
Ooh.
Swag, swag, swag on you. Chilling by the fire while we eat in blank.
Oh.
Straight in.
Was
it?
Fondue is correct.
Brilliant.
Oh, and she's up again. And let's do one more. Another modern one. The audience are loving this. You guys are rubbish.
We've stepped away.
This is 2009. It's a song by Shakira.
Oh, yeah.
A domesticated girl, that's all you ask of me. Darling, it is no joke. This is blank. The moon's awake now with eyes wide open. My body's craving, so feed the hungry.
Is it about a small and humble breasts again?
No. It's not that one.
Was that the World Cup song?
No.
Oh, wow. Not Waka Waka. Yeah, the Waka Waka.
Yeah. The blank isn't Africa. A domesticated girl, that's all you ask of me. Darling, it is no joke, this is blank. That rhymes with me.
Destiny, this is...
Oh yeah, that's good.
Lycanthropy is the correct answer.
What?
From the song She-Wolf.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I think... We can very comfortably declare that the winner
switch,
here
the microphone.
Is the audience.
This is, you're getting a podcast mug and some Bic razors that I bought for another game. Amazing.
Magnificent.
He does have
work.
A very substantial 5 o'clock shadow.
he does
need a Bic razor.
We've all been here a long time. I mean, I've grown a
we
full beard.
We started
since
puberty
started.
When we started this recording.
Well, do you know what, Jen? Can I just say thank you?
Thanks, Jenny.
For the torture.
I just feel like we made you angry because we were so shit at it.
I know, the audience made me happy, though.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed your
better.
Pedestal. I was deeply worried we were going to have an incident, another one.
Oh, God, and then I'd have had to show my tits. It would have been awful, but
we've got through it together.
We've done that. So now that was tremendous fun. I loved it, even though it was torture. But we still have one more thing left for Tom Price to do.
What?
So we have devised a game show for you, Tom Price, to host, and it's called...
Oh, I can guess what this is called.
Go on, then.
Telly. No. is it called The Price is Right?
It is called The Price is Right!
It was the obvious choice.
Come on.
We had a planning meeting and we didn't get any further than just the title. Does itself, doesn't it?
Great. Yeah.
We went for Aperol Spritz after that. That was it. We were just like, oh, dear.
You say after that.
During and after. So the obviously the wonderful Price is Right, which we all loved and continue to love in some countries. I'm sure it's still on somewhere,
still
isn't it?
It's still very much going in the US.
Is it still on here?
Yeah, the States.
Right. I mean, that's not as big as the Renault channel, is it?
It's no Magic FM, but it'll do. What we've done is we've got a couple of consumer items that we're going to get the audience to guess the value of.
Okay.
You are going to host this.
Sure.
So we've got two rounds. Mm-hmm. The first round is The Price Was Right. Because this is based on a round from Jenny's Family's Lockdown Quizzing. Would you like to explain this, Jen?
Yes. Oh, we're going to need a couple of contestants for this. So, Lucy, you're going to pick a couple of contestants. And yes, so this is a very much a retro quiz. She's been very glamorous. Dolly
one
dealer there.
From one side of the room and then one from the other. Amazing.
Yes, so we're casting ourselves back in time. It's not what things are worth now, but what you would have paid for them in the Argos catalogue in 1989.
Shall we both say the year we were born?
Yes!
Out!
Let's introduce our contestants. Contestant number one, what's your name and where did you come from?
Hello, I'm Lauren and I'm from Cardiff.
Wales.
See there, Tom, as host, you have a little bit of banter there.
Oh yeah, lovely. So
how's it going?
It's not bad, yeah. How are you? Oh, right, yeah. Have you seen that new shopping centre in Cardiff now?
Which one?
Dewi Sant 2.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Dewi Sant Dai.
Dai. Sorry, love. I'm from Monmouth. I don't speak Welsh. Like, how was your mum? Is she okay?
She's not bad. She's not bad.
How's your nan? Yeah, dead. Dead, yeah, she is. Still dead.
See, this is proper banter. This is brilliant.
All they do. That is all they do.
Very good. Yeah. So, contestant number two, if you would like to step up to the microphone, please. Your name?
I'm Miles, and I'm from Southwest London.
Do you want me to do Southwest London bands as well?
Could you do those bands?
So, what's your favourite part of Richmond Park? just got to say the deers.
Something in common with every contestant.
That's right.
Lovely,
yeah.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's true hostery. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But only really one sentence, then I stop.
So, Tom.
Right, yeah.
You have three items from the 1989 Argos catalogue.
Okay. So first up, guys.
Thank you.
First up, we have this lovely Gordon the Gopher.
Official licensed merchandise.
Officially licensed... Gordon the Gopher.
Look at these two looking utterly baffled. What is a Gordon the Gopher?
That's true, isn't it? When were you born, Lauren?
1996.
96? 96?
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Miles, do I want to know?
2004.
Jesus Christ, I feel old.
Okay, so... I've genuinely got pants older than you. You're not too young to have heard of someone called Philip Schofield.
No.
That's why Philip Schofield is a famous now.
Okay.
Until recently, this is what Philip Schofield was best known for. Gordon the Gopher. So, how much do you think? So, do I go through all of them and then we?
We'll do one at a time.
What are we thinking,
price,
Lauren?
Price check.
Oh God, I have to go first.
Yeah, what do we think, guys? Gonna go.
It's about $7.99.
It's a hand puppet.
Oh. 15?
A bit more than that.
1989.
Okay. Official, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of merchflation.
I'll go in the middle. I'll say $12.99
for Gordon. $12.99. Okay. Miles, what are you going to do there? How are you going to play this? You're going to go a little bit higher or a little bit lower or a lot higher or a lot lower? Miles is thinking about this.
Oh, tactics.
Yeah. $12.98.
Oh!
Yeah. Ouch.
That is unbelievable. The gamesmanship. All right, now, do we give them the answer now or do we keep going? How does this format
give
work?
The answer, yeah.
Okay, the answer is... Lauren, just tell me once more what you said.
$12.99.
You said $12.98. Yeah. The answer is £10.85.
No!
Ouch. Oh! 1-0 to Miles.
Miles. Okay, so 1-0 to Miles. All right, moving on to item number two. This is a bull worker, which is a weights bench, basically. You can sort out your abs.
Is it the entire bench?
Other bits of your body. It's being advertised here by Barry McGuigan, who, of course, you'll both remember.
Very familiar.
So you can see there, yeah, Barry McGuigan.
This was very much the Peloton of its day.
It was.
Okay.
It was. It's got an overhead bit so you can pull some weights down. It's got a leg bit so you can pull some weights up.
Versatile.
So there you are. How much do you think this is worth? I'm going to come to you first, okay. Miles, so you aren't. What are you thinking?
£98.
£98? Miles has gone in high there. Okay.
Okay, you think he's gone in high?
Well, no, I haven't seen the number. I genuinely don't know.
I was thinking about 87, but I'll play the same tactics and I'll say, what did you say? 98.
£97.99. Love that. Wow, Lauren. That is beautiful. So 97.95 from Lauren. You went for £98, Miles. The answer is, for Barry McGuigan's Bullworker, £28.99.
No, that's value. That is value.
Oh, you can get Barry McGuigan to do a cameo for that now as well. All right, wow. And then finally...
This is the one I really, really want.
It scores one
still
all.
Still to these day.
It scores one all, isn't it?
One all. This is...
Great format.
Incredible.
It's a Garfield clock!
Oh!
It's a Garfield clock, guys. Nice. It's the face of Garfield on a clock.
With and a caption.
With some hands telling the time, because it's a clock. And the motto says, hung up on you.
Honestly, this is a dream item for me.
Mm. So you
if anyone
can look
sees one in a charity shop, please put it to one side for me.
You can look at a clock and imagine that a fictional cat is in love with you. What are we thinking? I think we're going to go for you
first,
Lauren.
Oh, we're going to have to explain Garfield now, aren't we?
Oh, I've got an idea. Before you say the number, I've got an idea. Can I throw in an idea here just to develop the format? You both say the number at exactly the same time. Do you think we can do that? Can we make that work?
Write it down, yeah.
Yeah, but for a podcast, it's quite funny to...
Yeah.
The person editing at the back is like, please don't.
This is why Tom Price is my second favourite broadcaster of all time.
Can I
just
ask
wait
one
till
question?
We get Ken Bruce?
Yes, Lauren, you can.
Sorry.
Be a great booking. Go on.
Does the tail move as the seconds go by?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. Yeah, it's great. Good detail. Good detail. Yeah. Okay, so have a little think, work out the numbers, yeah. And then we're going to go 3, 2, 1, number, okay, from both of you. And we're going to hear you say it somehow. I haven't thought about that bit.
This is okay. So if whoever gets this right is going through to the grand finale.
Wow. Okay. Oh yeah, because it's one all.
Which you didn't come up with a name for. I asked you to come up with a name for it because we can't call it Showcase Showdown, can we?
No.
Did we come for legal reasons.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
£12.99.
£20. Lauren has said £12.99.
I like it.
Miles has said £20. The answer is £8.45. Lauren,
superb.
You're through. Miles, I'm afraid.
so sorry.
Miles is getting the Manchester United challenge box.
I'd like to thank my parents. Mm-hmm.
Your parents were all in their mid-30s. Yeah. Sure. Round of applause for Miles.
Right, Lauren's taking centre stage for the grand finale.
Did I do the Dolly Deal in here?
Yes, no, and you've got the answer to this one, correct?
I do have... it's up here in my mind.
Oh, it's up in your brain. Oh. God, she's got so much in that lovely brain of hers.
Can you imagine going inside her brain?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
See, in her brain, it's all facts and knowledge, and in mine, it's just Ken Bruce and Magic FM. Amazing. So she's retained this information.
Incredible.
So what we have here is the star prize. So Jenny, who is our dolly dealer for the night, or whatever.
Listen to that.
Yeah. Do you want to let Lauren know what she's playing for tonight?
Lauren, you are playing for the entire contents of this bag. Ooh. And... the bag itself now, which is actually it has got the women of Brighton upon it.
It has.
Brilliant.
I just think you'll like that. However, to win this prize, you need to tell us the value of the items inside, but not go over the value. So if you are within £1,
under,
okay. You can take everything home.
Are you making it?
But if you go
you
over,
go along?
We're probably still going to give you.
can we see what's inside the?
Oh, I'm going to go through. I'm going to go through. And you can announce each item.
Oh,
so
yes.
Are you ready for this? Is like the conveyor belt is coming through with the items.
Love it. Okay.
Yeah. So you
I'll
need
do
to
it in my Magic of Envoice. You do it in your radio, in your National Rail advert.
Oh, okay. Rail, go rail on the rail.
I'll
but do pay that. Attention because you need to keep a running total of the items within. Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. So Jenny's going into the bag.
The bag is from Brighton, where you can get the rail. You can get the rail to Brighton.
They have trains in Brighton. A Terry's chocolate orange.
And that's milk. It's a milk chocolate orange.
Mm. Makes it feel like Christmas.
No, that's okay. That's just my pen and my scissors.
Some scissors and a pen, but they don't count. An impulse deodorant spray.
Impulse body spray. It's musk. It's a musk, touch of musk.
Is it?
Touch of musk. Do you want to spray a bit down on David and that lot? And
yeah,
just,
I was going to say. Just, or open a window. I don't mind. Lovely.
Touch of musk.
Lovely.
A touch of ooh, yes.
Oh, look at this. These are some anti-back wipes.
Very 2021, wow. This prize. Some sanitising anti-back wipes. I'll give you a little clue, Lauren. Those, they were on special.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Also, right. I should tell you, this was all from Sainsbury's in Pinner this afternoon.
I was
going to
ask. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Sainsbury's I normally shop prices. At Aldi, but
ooh,
I thought...
Oh, some flying saucers. Ooh. The best sweet of all time. This is like a slightly shit stocking, isn't it? Some water-resistant Elastoplast plus 40.
There's 40 of those.
Which would last my child one day.
Yes. And I didn't get the Frozen or the Marvel ones because they were too expensive, so they're less expensive than that. Some safety pins. Oh. 50 safety pins.
50 safety pins.
Oh, the musk has just hit me now.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Mm. The star prize, which is...
Oh.
Angel Delight Butterscotch.
It's Butterscotch Angel Delight. Of course it is.
Wow.
What else would I get? So all of that. Obviously, the bag is free, Lauren. Don't even worry about that.
Ignore the scissors and biro that were already in the bag.
And the receipts.
And the receipts.
So do you want to talk us through your thinking, Lauren, or do you just want to give us a global sum?
I'll go through the thinking.
Yeah.
So in a non-Christmas period, I think a chocolate orange is about £2.
Yeah.
Good. I think that's solid. I think that's solid.
You know, it might be a pound at Christmas, but I think it's a bit more in normal times.
You're right. We're not even quite Halloween, are we?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you wouldn't put that in a Halloween thing anyway, would you? Because that would be nuts. Madness. Yeah, so I think that's okay. Really good logic there, Lauren.
Love that.
I'm trying to remember from when I was a bit younger. I think the impulse spray was always about £4.99. So I've gone £5 there.
I think you've gone high there. I think you've gone high.
Very posh.
It's a very.
Oh, maybe a bit lower.
It's a tiny musk as well.
I think you're thinking of Charlie.
Yes, I am thinking of Charlie. Charlie Exclamation. Reg. It's all I smelt was a teen. Okay, so maybe a bit lower. Maybe I'll go 3. So 5, 2 maybe.
Okay.
I mean, you smelt it, Lauren. I mean, come on.
We've all smelt it now.
Okay. So I'll go, £4 for those two. The sweets and the pins together, the sweets and the Angel Delight together, probably about £1.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like I like you thinking.
Okay.
She's a frugal shopper, isn't she?
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, it's all very cheap in Wales.
Yeah. If you go in the capital shopping centre, it is.
Oh.
If you go in Dowie Sand 2, it's a bit fucking different.
£1 for the wipes, because they're on special. I think the plaster's probably a bit more expensive, maybe like £2.50. And now I'm struggling with the maths.
I mean, you can appeal to the audience for help as well, because they will have been following
it. 5, 6. What did I say for the plasters? Did I say 250? 6, 7, 8, 50. And maybe I'll just go for the price of the ticket tonight, which was £9.50.
Ooh. Hang on. You paid.
Yeah,
I know.
And from the coach from Cardiff, I know.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
Well, what should we throw it to the audience? I think the audience should be allowed to...
Higher or lower? You think that's good?
They like it.
They like it.
Wow.
They like it.
Well, okay, if you're wrong, you will be wrong with the support of... In fact, they will turn. Mm. We won't get out of here alive if you
absolutely.
Don't get this prize, Lauren, so it's fine.
I could talk you through some of your thinking if you like. Just to let you know. You've settled on £9.50.
Yeah, why not?
So you said the Flying Saucers and the Angel Delight together would be about £1. Flying Saucers are 45p.
Ooh.
Angel Delight 60p.
Yes.
Ooh. She's good.
She's good.
Come on. Come
Flawless.
On, Lauren.
You said the plasters would be about £2.50. They're £2.65.
Oh, Lauren!
She's
woman
amazing.
Of the people. Woman of the people.
You're a little bit far off with the body spray.
Oh.
Oh, sorry,
you
that was
took
my
her
fault.
Down.
What did
what
I get charged
it?
For?
Oh, no, you started off way off the mark.
Oh, right. She got closer.
Lucy got a bargain there, £1.
What?
A pound?
I knew it was low. I knew that four.
You went for £9.50.
Yeah.
You went for £9.50.
When you said four, I knew that was high.
Yeah, but Terry's chocolate.
And
orange.
I said you could be within a pound below, but not over. The total value of this shopping spree.
God, I'm tense.
£10. And 15 pence!
Yay!
Congratulations! You get all these things. Shovel them in like he's Aldi.
It honestly looks like Lauren's just won the World Cup. The scenes in here. Oh, Lauren.
Congratulations, Lauren.
That's amazing.
Give her a round of applause. She goes home with all that swag.
Should we see
all the swag?
How do you feel, Lauren?
Well, I was actually on Brain of Britain earlier this year. This is better.
Yay! What a ringing endorsement. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a format, right?
That is a format right there. Yeah. You're going to be in the Western Mail when you get home.
What is congratulations in Welsh?
Huh?
What is congratulations in Welsh?
It's...
Diawn.
Hang on. Was it?
Llongyfarchiadau.
That's it.
Just that one.
I can
you can get a cream for that. Hey.
Congratulations in Welsh. Well done, but not bad. I'll do.
So which format are we commissioning there for you? Which would you rather do?
I think that last one was absolutely amazing.
Shopping thrill game.
Yeah, totally. Because I love the tension. Like, didn't you see? You should always go with what the audience are doing, and they were off their nuts at the end of it. People were standing up. Two strangers started kissing. It's insane.
I mean, do you think the Renault channel will buy it, Tom?
I'll speak to them.
Okay, yeah, brilliant. Well, this is the
end. What we need to do,
podcast,
though, is put a Renault in a bag. That's the only problem with that. We'll work that out.
I mean, that is the perfect end to the podcast. We've come up with a brilliant
format. Better than Brain of Britain. Who would have thought such a thing was possible?
Well, maybe Radio 4 is where we should take this then. Can you imagine?
The price of Angel Delight.
Be a Waitrose shop, but it could work.
Tony's chocolate only. Too expensive,
that
stuff.
It's been an absolute joy having Tom Price on the show again.
Oh, guys, thank you for having me. I'd love to be second of it. Great fun.
I tell you what, the place of Ken Bruce in my heart, if not my pants, is threatened.
Amazing.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm pushing for a place in Lucy Porter's pants. I tell you what, I am banking that.
What a day.
What a day. I'd phone my wife, but I don't think she'd want to know about that.
Well, could you introduce into My Mate Bought a Toaster some element of this kind of how much did people pay for things?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
You know, just saying, you can have that. We're very generous, aren't we, Jem?
Yeah. Share and share alike.
Can I steal that element of the format?
5% at the back end would...
Okay, mate. I was going to offer you 50. Which is about
it's not
a packet
make that
of Angel
much,
Delight,
then.
To be honest. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Well, it's been a delight interviewing you and Angel Delight.
You are an angel.
And it has been a joy being here at the London Podcast Festival in the gorgeous King's Place. Give it up for the London Podcast Festival, people who've looked after us so brilliantly. We must also thank, of course, our producer, who has not had to do anything tonight and has been getting drunk slowly at the back of the room.
But I like the way that she tells you to wind it up. Did you notice that? When she wants it to finish, she starts to pace in front of us.
Like a tiger in a cage.
Yeah, more like a dog who needs a wee.
Yeah, she just needs a wee. That's all it is. She's just like... my bladder. Okay. Guys, most of all, a huge thanks to our wonderful, fantastic, brilliant audience. Give yourselves a huge round of applause. We love you so much. It's so nice to be back with you again. And we will see you next time on...
Fingers on Buzzers FM.
Thank you for singing that. I couldn't have sung it again.
Tom Price!
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.